is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide story that affects you. Jake, not too long ago, Republican leaders looked reporters in the eye and said basically the budget's done and that they were ready to move on to other things. And then, even more recently, they ripped off their Scooby-Doo masks and said, actually, here are some supplemental spending bills. Here are some things that we would like to change and overturn some of the vetoes that Governor Whitmer did, and we were all shocked.
Well, and I really appreciate the Halloween appropriate reference there, Shana. Perfect. Now, this is not totally surprising from Republicans, because one of the things that we've been hearing about the line item vetoes is that they are targeting areas of the state that are rural, more represented by Republicans. We've been hearing about rural hospital funding, sheriff departments, Pure Michigan, which has an outsized impact on northern Michigan and sort of the resort towns on Lake Michigan and so forth, doctors' offices and clinics, that sort of thing. So it's not totally surprising that Republicans are sort of changing their tune a little bit on this, and it sort of fuels speculation that Whitmer targeted these vetoes to get them back to the table.
And Governor Whitmer, who was asked if those vetoes were targeting rural areas because they tend to be more represented by Republicans, if that was sort of her strategy, she said, that's nonsense. However, Governor Whitmer did in fact introduce her own supplemental spending bill through some Democratic allies in the state legislature, so she is also trying to put forward her own spending plan. And it's important to note that her vetoes really do hit both sides of the aisle. For example, Democratic Representative Sarah Cambense, who's of Marquette, which tends to be a more rural area, she has introduced her own sort of supplemental spending bill that would fund small and isolated school districts. So really, the governor did sort of hit both parties when she was going through with her red pen.
And just because the impact is sort of outsized for outstate, that doesn't necessarily mean that more suburban or urban areas of the state aren't feeling it too. I spoke with Dave Woodward, who is the chairman of the Oakland County Commission, Oakland County being a suburban county right outside Detroit, and he says, we are definitely feeling it here.
When you cut $1 billion out of a state budget, you're going to impact everybody. And we're talking about impacts of millions of dollars, $4 or $5 million possibly in direct impact, as well as significant impact on other agencies that provide essential services to the people in Oakland County.
And he listed things like jail reimbursements, indirect costs for childcare, water testing programs, veterans affairs, public safety. So again, these are things that affect everyone in the state in some way, probably, or someone that you know. And that's why it's really, really important to be paying attention to what's going on right now and being engaged as lawmakers and the governor go back to the table, possibly, to negotiate on these things and others. It's not just about roads. It's about a lot of services that are paid for with state dollars. And even if you're not in a rural area of the state, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're out of the woods.